Hello, my name is Philippe Geluck. I am a Belgian cartoonist. I'm 68 years old. My character is Le Cat, published for the first time in a newspaper Le Soir in Brussels, exactly 40 years ago.
We have two things going on in Brussels. There is the final stop of a tour of sculptures, bronze sculptures that you had made of the cat, doing a lot of various things. So what is that about?
That's very big, not too big, but a very big project I initiated 5 years ago about giant bronze sculptures of my cat. The name of the exhibition is Le Cat Walks, and the first step was in Paris on Champs-Élysées. The second one in Bordeaux, then Caen, Geneva, Monaco and Montreux. And the final step is in Brussels. I present 20 sculptures. One is pure humor, humoristic. Some of them are about the actuality, road rage, deforestation and things like that. Liberty of expression for the cartoonist after the tragedy of Charlie Hebdo in Paris. I made a sculpture with my cat, like the martyrdom of Saint Sebastian, but it was no arrows, but pencils. So about my work and their work. And some of them are just poetic, surrealistic Belgian.
And the people who see this show in Brussels we'll get two extra statues because there are two new ones. There's 22 statues in Brussels, so that's a little extra for your hometown.
Yeah, in my hometown, I wanted to make a gift to my city, and I produced two new ones. The first one is called 1, 2, 3. It's a tree. The cat is like a tree.
He's got roots instead of feet.
Yeah, and the birds are attacking him. And the other one is the inner beauty. He's opening his coat like a flasher, but when you see what is inside, it's empty and there's just a bird, a parrot, with a very clear color, golden color.
Very beautiful gold parrot.
Yeah, and this is about the inner beauty of Brussels and of people in Brussels. They are not like French, like Italians. The Belgian guy is more reserved, but inside is beautiful.
These are very big statues. They were the bronze and they were made near Brussels, and all the work for this whole show was all done very close to Brussels.
Yeah, all the production, my creation and then the production is made very near Brussels. It's important to me. I don't appreciate artists who produce their artwork in Orient and China or far from here. I think that today, with our preoccupations about environment, we have to think about that, not to bring big bronzes from the other side of the world to here, because it takes a lot of energy, carbon,
and also create jobs here.
Yeah, a lot of them. 45 jobs were created about this project, and 6 or 7 businesses worked about it. So I'm proud of that too, not about artistic concept, but also the production concept.
And these statues are being sold to collectors, to cities, to groups. And the point of this is that this money is going to go to support...
to support the project of the Le Cat and Cartoon Museum. The next big project in my life, it's a museum about cartoons. But all the cartoonists of the years before, of the history of cartoon, the big ones, international ones, English, Ronald Searle, Saul Steinberg, Charles Adams, but also Europeans, the Belgian ones, there are a lot of them.
So it's called the Cat Museum, but it's much more than the cat.
It's more the cartoon museum. Yeah, but the cat is very famous here, and so I think the image of the cat will attract a lot of visitors, and it's a way to make discovering all that profession, which is not very represented in museums or in books or even in the newspapers.
And that museum is going to be next to the Royal Park. Where the show is. So people can go, I think it's until the end of June. It's going to be there for 4 months.
Yeah.
The statues.
Maybe a little more. If the success is there, we go further.
And then at the same time, in the Châtelain neighborhood, there is a show of the Châtelain, which lasts through May, I think.
About little statues and all my graphic works with cartoons, big format cartoons, acrylic paintings, lithography, and a lot of that. All my graphic work is represented here.
And that's at the Huberti and Brain Gallery on Châtelain.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, and excuse my basic English. I do my best.
It's perfect.